Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
Round the line with Tom Chapin, folk singer, songwriter. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How you guys doing?
Okay. Tom Chapin will be performing in Albany on behalf of an organization near and dear to our hearts, the Mental Health Association in New York State. That'll take place, I believe, on the 3rd of May, Thursday, their spring reception and silent auction. If you want more information on that event, you can call 434-0439. So, I mean, I didn't, like, write a doctorate or anything, Tom Chapin, but, you know, I've certainly heard the name and heard your music over the years, but I did go online, and for the first time, I actually paid a dollar to download one of your tunes, and can you guess which one it was?
No.
Right. Well, you got to figure here, Tom. I'll give you a little hint. Where you live, what, in Westchester County, Rockland County, somewhere down
in
there?
In Rockland County.
Rockland County.
Yeah.
I live in Montgomery County here in the Mohawk Valley.
Upstate New York Waltz.
That's it. Upstate New York Waltz. So we're going to play the Upstate New York Waltz. I've now heard it several times. And I want to say the song grows on you. You name
like a fungus.
Yeah. Well, you name all these places. Of course, it's natural. See, we're near Schenectady. I mean, Schenectady is just priceless. I mean, there's no other Schenectady in the world, you know.
It's such a great word. This started as a kind of a joke verse that my friend Cy Khan had written, and I just loved it. And he lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he was doing a gig up here and visiting me, and he said, "I got this verse." I said, "Well, just leave it with me." And I said, because I grew up in New York City. And then went to school, and then so upstate for me was in New York City was Yonkers, you know.
Exactly.
And then, but then I went to school in Plattsburgh at SUNY Plattsburgh, and of course after I got out of school, I've been playing concerts. I've played all over the state, and in fact, yesterday I was in Maine, New York, which is the first time for me. I didn't know there was a Maine.
No, I don't either, or didn't either. Did it snow there yesterday in Maine, New York?
It did not, but it snowed about 10 miles away. They were happy they didn't get snow. They said. My mother got 4 inches yesterday.
Well, we didn't have the snow around here, you know, in the capital district where we find Schenectady. And being a very critical people, I mean, it seems to me you pronounce the words correctly as far as I know, with the possible exception, unless you were going for an effect, of Canajoharie. I mean, that's what we say up here is Canajoharie. You had it a little...
I had to rhyme it with safari, so I didn't know how to do it exactly.
Yeah, it was Canajoharie. But in all honesty, you're using what we pretend to be, or we think might be, the Mohawk pronunciation, because the Mohawks have come back to the valley, and they have a place they call Canajoharie, you know, with that con, in, you know, the word in, you know, the pronunciation in it. So you actually probably have a more authentic or more Mohawk pronunciation. So
it's either that or a Brooklyn pronunciation. I don't know. Although I have played in Canajoharie. You know, I used to go there about every couple of years and play at a school there. So that's one of the places I have been in New York State.
It's Canajoharie.
I have no excuses for mispronouncing it.
Yeah. But, of course, you did not mention Amsterdam, which is how we say it. Amsterdam, you know, not like Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to New Amsterdam, which, of course, was New York City.
Yeah. And you get Albany in there. Yeah.
I did. I mentioned a couple of places. Of course, what happens, I sing that song, and somebody afterwards goes, "You didn't mention..."
Right. Well, I once did something. I shouldn't even... It's your interview, and here I am like I usually do. I once did a little MC job for the folks in Schenectady County, and I did this little song spoofing all the towns, but I forgot the one town where the big political figure came from. I forgot Niskayuna, and the woman who was like in charge... Whoops! She told me, "You didn't say anything about Niskayuna." I said, "Well, I guess I didn't. I'm sorry." Now, you mentioned, or I don't know if you did mention, but you know, it's obvious you do come from a musical family. Your late brother Harry, of course, and your other brother Steve, and you are still carrying on the flag. But your dad was a drummer, your father was a jazz drummer.
Yes, and he, very famous to a very small number of people. And that is jazz drummers.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book in 1948 called Advanced Techniques for the Modern Drummer. And he was a jazz drummer and played in the big band era. And he was the first one to really find a way to put down on paper and to teach that what he called independent coordination. So every jazz drummer who I've ever met who got to a certain point, a certain even professional one, knew his book, and they called it the Bible. Mm-hmm. And they said, "Man, your dad's book, I got it when I was 17, and I never finished it." I just did a concert on for the Clearwater on Sunday night, and I just got this wonderful email this morning that said, I worked with your dad as a rehearsal pianist, and seeing you just brought it all back. Thanks so much, you know." And so he's well remembered. He died a couple years ago at the age of 90, but he taught a lot of drummers, and he had more fun than the rest of the world, which is why I think a bunch of his sons became musicians.
Indeed, and his name was Jim, right?
Jim Chapin. Yep. You can Google him, and there's a wonderful story. It's on his website. He of course didn't do the website, but he had his acolytes did, and it's really some wonderful stuff on there. The stories of he had the most amazing memory. You know, I say, "Hey, Dad, what were you doing in 1952? "Oh, well, I was on the road with so-and-so. He had a great band, and here was, you know," in a way that I can't remember at all what I did, you know, last year.
Sure.
But he remembered all that stuff. Great guy.
And there were other members of your ancestor, or, you know, your family that were artistic and this and that. And so, I mean...
Well, it's really an artistic family. That means it's kind of a New York left-wing artistic family is where, yep, we come from. Yes, my, yes, grandfather, James Chapin, was my father's father, was a painter, did a lot of Time covers back in the 50s and 40s and 50s when Time magazine had painted covers, you know, portraits. And Kenneth Burke was my maternal grandfather. And they're playwrights and artists. And, you know, so the thrust for us was to find something, sure, in the arts, sure, to do.
Yeah. Well,
and then we discovered guitar playing and banjos, and we were lost.
Yeah,
the rest of our lives.
Well, I'm glad you owned up to being left wing, you know, because I'm kind of left wing. I mean, it's tough here on the AM radio band. Like, I was just doing a presidential poll, and Obama's not doing very well. Well, he might not do well on the left wing either. But in addition, so you have your, I believe, the Upstate New York song, which isn't particularly political, came from your an album you did, and I'm looking here for the name now. It's in front of me, but I can't.
Let the bad times roll.
But you also, and I didn't pay the dollar to get the other, you do children's songs now.
Yeah.
And
I have 12 albums for families, and been doing them since 1988. One of the wonderful things about writing for kids and family, I really call it family music, Bob, because it's, you know, half your audience is us, you know, parents or grandparents.
Sure.
And we're the ones who have to buy the tapes and play them over and over and over again. So the aim is really to have these wonderful music that parents can listen to with their kids. And some of the songs have really gotten into the world. There's a song called "This Pretty Planet," which not only has gone around terrestrially, but one year was played on the to wake up the astronauts on the Discovery 7 space shuttle. We woke up John Glenn. He'd still be asleep up there if it wasn't me.
And I love the title of the set, which is "Give Peas a Chance," not peas, but peas.
Well, the newest one is about where good food and the green earth kind of connect, and it's actually was a wonderful album to do. And it's, you know, people don't realize that we are really in the midst of a new revolution, and that's the food revolution.
Hmm.
We're in, we've lived in my lifetime through a number of the sexual revolution and civil rights and on. But the one right now that's happening is people really questioning where food comes from and what kind of food and who's growing it and what we should be growing. And there's some great changes happening. I, of course, because I'm involved in the hunger issue because of my brother Harry, having started Why Hunger, when you start talking about hungry people, mm-hmm. you start inevitably coming around to what the food issue is.
Mm. Now,
so it's been fun to write songs that are not political, but just informative for families.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Locally grown and farmers market good, and songs about school lunches, the ultimate lunchroom. There's a bunch of great kind of informative, fun. My job with the kids' music is to tell good news.
Mm-hmm. And your offspring also perform, right?
Right, Abigail and Lily Chapin and Abigail Chapin are now singing as the Chapin sisters, and they are amazing. And Harry's daughter Jen is also amazing. She has several albums, and so it does seem to be coming as kind of a family business.
Yeah, I guess it is. Now, is there anything in particular you intend to perform in Albany when you get here?
Well, Bob, I'm going to have to do the upstate New York wall.
Well, you will now.
I just want to warn you before I get there that that's going to happen. And I'll do some other things. The nice thing is I have almost a 50-year career and 22 CDs and a bunch of a body of work that I can sort of draw from. And it kind of depends who shows up, because I can do it for kids or for families. I'm assuming it's going to be a kind of a more grown-up audience.
Yeah, I think you probably will.
But if somebody's listening and has a particular song of mine or of Harry's that they'd love to hear, you can go on my website, tomchapin.com, and there's a place where you can request songs. So I'm looking forward to I have a number of friends and fans in the Albany area. I'm looking forward to connecting with them. And it's for a really good cause. You know, the Mental Health Association of New York State, anybody who has lived a life, has someone in their family or their near friends that has had these kinds of problems. And it's a really good cause.
Well, Tom Chapin, I thank you very much for joining us today. We'll go out with the Upstate New York Waltz. Good luck at your performance in Albany, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Take care. Tom Chapin on Light FM 104.7, 1570 AM WVTL, the Upstate New York Waltz. On WVTL FM. The wind from the Catskills blew.